Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Round 2 GGW recording. You know, I'd like to take a moment and kind of emphasize the point of this contest because some people really missed it. Aside from seeing how you write on a, whatever, 3-week basis, time span, however you want to call it, the main issue with GGW is stamina. I want to see how much creativity and entertainment value you can pack into a summer without completely losing your shit. And some people already dropped the ball. It's very important that you put out a piece. You know, I always say that you should put out your best work, but you should at least get something. Try to at least produce some material for each round of this contest. Because at the end of the day, if you don't, you're going to have a hard time coming back. I mean, obviously, it needs to be good material if you want to win. But to keep in the running, you have to write. So that's the quantity aspect. The quantity aspect can keep you in the game. The quality aspect is what wins it for you. That said, if you want to have a shot, you need, you know, pull yourself by the bootstraps and fucking write. If you're not willing to do that, this probably isn't the contest for you. And I was fairly disappointed to see a number of people just completely miss this round. So this might not even speak to the people listening to this recording, but I figured I'd throw it out there for the hell of it. So, off to the wonderful critiques I go. Just to let you know, GW is back. She hasn't gotten her, you know, scores into me yet, but it's been long enough, so I'm going to make the recording anyway. When the scores get here, assuming they get here, you know, in the next couple of days, you'll see the scoreboard change to reflect the incoming points. Other than that, this is how it stands. Also, fear the harshness. Toxic. This was just truly undeniably horrible. And we're getting right into it, aren't we? With such short sentences, I just had the feeling that I was reading the work of a second grader. It was completely undescriptive and just it left me wanting more. And at the end of the day, I said, it's got no entertainment value. Hell, it looks like a second grader wrote it. Ultimately, I have to say, you need to do better. Ash, pretty much in agreement with me on this one. The nearly boring part, I feel like this was the entire piece. This little rant-like collection of paragraphs did absolutely nothing for me. This is live journal shit, and I'm just not digging it. Stick to what you do, poetry. You may have lucked out last round, but it's clear you're not going to win out this thing with creativity alone. Seriously, what were you aiming for here? Para. That's right, that's all you're getting from me now, just para. I'm not saying the whole thing anymore. I proved myself in round one. Done with that shit. Fuck! I finally thought you made it back to something exciting and original with that little bit of extra edge to knock me out of the park. I was cruising along, enjoying what you were putting on the page, and then I hit your fourth stanza with all its talk about consuming each other's orbits, and that's when I, you know, sat back from the screen and went, ah shit, she hasn't broken the slump. It's closer than your previous entry, but it's just not enough. In the positive column, though, at least the imagery is there for me. From Ash, all right. So I see more in this piece than the last one. Whatever creativity you were lacking, it's certainly coming back, but I'm still not convinced by your work. Your stanzas are full of pretty language, but I'm not really sure what you're getting at most of the time. I think all of your poetry comes down to the same idea, the same tone, and the same basic theme. I challenge you to write about something completely out of your element and make it as beautiful as you usually do. Leave the haunted poet feel behind and write something that I can really relate to. KDK. Finally, a piece with some balls. But I want more, damn it. more. Reach into the fucking guts of your writing passion and drag it out until it spills upon the page. Great bite equals great poem. Nicely done. The only flaw that I see with this is the choice of topic, which at this point in time is pretty overplayed. Ash, I enjoyed this poem very much. I love the idea and how you present the poem. I've always been a fan of your way of writing poetry since I first read your work. Of course, it continues to work for you in this case. You communicated your point strongly. I love the references to Christianity and Jesus as a way of communicating the way religion has led to infringement on rights. Overall, a solid poem. Not too much, not too little. Great work. Classic Hawk. Punctuation marks are an issue with this one, but I enjoyed the presentation and even had a single iota of imagery. However, that was it. Other than that, the only edge came from the use of the word bastard, and it left me wondering what exactly the point of this was. You need to dig deeper if you want to see results from me. Ash says, interesting. I'm particularly fond of the first line, there's a monk hiding in my chest. I don't know why, but I read the line many times because it resonated with me in a positive way. The rest of the poem was very original. It kind of left me with a honestly confusing feeling. So I read it again and enjoyed it more. Then I wondered, what is this? The end left the poem with an unfinished feeling, but at the same time, I enjoyed that ominous last line. So while I can't say what has me so smitten with this poem, I like it, and that's what matters. Christian Preacher. CP, we've been over this before. If you want to present something religious, then you have to make it something that actually speaks wonders. People today are tending away from the previous views of the church. You're going to need something that feeds on the need for change and directs it with passion. This piece lacks passion and lacks ingenuity. Ash, I saw that you were back and I was thrilled, because I knew I was in for a severely religious piece and just could not wait, and you didn't let me down. So I just want you to know that I gave you a 0 creativity and originality points, because I don't think recapping the Bible counts as anything creative or original. That's fair, isn't it? Your song really is just a Bible Belt version of the worst part of the Christian scriptures. Tisk tisk. Your low score subsequently left me unimpressed, thus you got a 1 point for entertainment value. So I guess the only thing that saved you was your ability to spell and form your words into pretty little stanzas. I'm going to completely screw this up, but since I know your name is Lewis, I'll go with that. Actually, I'll try it. It's either Akasha Inoue, or it's like one of those, like, Akasha? I have no idea. I'm not even going to try. Screw you people with your fancy screen names. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. I'll give you props for rolling with a Sestina, but I have to say, it just felt weak and extremely forced. This piece felt as though you struggled to fit your words into the form of the poem, and in the end it took away from your presentation and from the entertainment value. Also, big listening on this one. I hate parentheses in poems. I don't feel they do anything but separate a section and say, you do not belong in this work. There are many other things you can do with formatting that do exactly the same thing, but aren't so exclusive to what's inside of them. Also, come on, the Piercer of Heaven? Seriously, if you want to win this contest, you're going to have to bring me natural edge and not forced nonsensical crap. Ash, Lewis, is that you? I know it is. I think I could tell you were from a mile away, because of your cookie-cutter way of writing poetry. Anyway, to the critique. I think the first thing that you should know is that you will get nowhere in this contest if you don't write some kind of new poem. What I mean is, I've read your work before, and this poem sounds like every other poem I've ever read by you. It's not particularly lovely, though you have great language skills and you describe things very well. It isn't always going to work for you. It's like trying to find a Hallmark card that isn't cliche. So for next round, if you decide to enter again, try writing something outside of yourself. Something you've never tried before. I want to see some new shit from you, or you can expect your score to keep dropping. I'm going to screw this one up again. So I'll just say final. I think the biggest thing for me in this work is the repetitive sentence structure that I saw. And not only that, but the first paragraph was just weak as shit. On the other hand, the chapter as a whole was quite entertaining, with, you know, only a few things that got in the way. And, big plus, I wouldn't mind reading what happens next. Just please, please, when you keep writing, make it fucking original. The whole ancient artifact thing is so tremendously cliche that if you fuck it up, it's gonna suck and you're gonna tank. Ash. So the first thing I can seriously say about your writing is that the description is too full. You're not getting to your point quick enough. Let's take the first two lines, for example. A heavy sigh emanated from the soft, bare lips of a lone woman watching an ornate clock as it ticked slowly. Her shoulders were hunched and she rested her head in her dainty hands, leaning forward on a dusty oak counter. That's what you wrote. Cut it! A sigh emanated from a lone woman who, leaning over a dusty oak counter, watched the clock tick down slowly. Sounds much better. It doesn't pack the reader with so much information that they're overwhelmed or have no space to imagine the story on their own, and it moves us right along. Most of the time, you don't nearly need as much information as you give. In fact, it shouldn't take a whole page for your character to move to the door and call into the night. Your story just moves too slowly, and that's what makes it boring. But you do have a knack for writing, and I can tell that you can become very good. The good thing about too much description is that you can always cut it back. Work on that for next time. Sabriel's Whisper. This is your first contest, so to come in here, you know, I tried to be a little bit nice, but nah, I'm not nice. First off, the three dots, the ellipsis, not a standard punctuation mark and needs to be used sparingly. Additionally, this work needs something interesting. Right now, there's absolutely nothing to keep me entertained. Do these dreams represent something more than dreams? And if so, how do you plan to clue your readers on the big secret? As it stands, there's a risk of it being perceived as done before and dry. I'd say, think about your storyboard. Think about what you wish to create, then do it. You know, make the vision, then act on it. And once you're done, go back and edit. Ashley writes, so I really thought I was going to like this when I first started. You had a powerful opening. You left me hanging, curious why your skin was burning. The second you started describing the area, though, I got bored. But I pressed on, determined to know why this girl's skin was burning. Little did I know that by the second page, I wouldn't care, because I was just far too bored by your enormous paragraphs of description. You don't have strong dialogue or a strong story, in my opinion. You creep through your story hoping people will stay with you and be as interested as you are. Instead, nothing interesting seems to happen until the dream sequence. And even that is painfully drawn out to the point where I just didn't care to read anymore. You need to condense, condense, condense. Interesting things should always be happening, and when they aren't, you should be moving through the boring parts quickly. You also need better, more attention-grabbing characters. Scrolling. It's a scrolling break. Here's another name that I'm going to completely screw up. Either it's K. Sarah. I don't know. We'll go with that. How about we just go with K? I could roll with that one. Are you ready? This is the part where it gets evil. Your piece was a movie straight out of the 1920s. Come on. How many stories have we seen where it's some, you know, punk-ass high school kid thinking he's the shit, goes off in his car, and dies? I mean, honestly, it just screams emo. On top of that, when you have a story like this, people just don't care. And I know for a fact that Ash pegged you on it, And maybe I should just skip to hers, because hers is, well, quite honestly, more harsh than you could ever possibly imagine. And it's just funny. But I would say what you need to do is you need to come up with something original. Something that isn't completely done many, 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 many times. I mean, this one, honestly, seriously, 1920s. We need something better. Absolutely something better. You know, I'm just going to read Ashes, because I honestly, I have nothing to say about this one. You just need to come in and present something that's different. And until you do, you're not going to really do that well. Ash, ordinarily I would just tell you your story sucked and moved on. But because I told Wing I'd give more than just rude criticism this year, I'll lengthen it a little bit. Your story sucked because it's about another angst-filled team sob story about some kid dying that no one can relate to or cares about. Your story sucks because there's no character development. Therefore, I don't give a shit about your character or why he was traveling 80 down a road only to hit a rock and fly into a pond. Your story sucks because it's unbelievable. The description bores the hell out of me, and the plot itself doesn't exist. There's no story arc, no character development, and the climax, if you even want to call it that, was lacking everything a climax needs. Insert random wing moan right here. So it's safe to say that I gave you tons of reasons why this story isn't working, and that I'd burn it myself if I could. Realistically, I may just print out a copy to burn it and just feel better about it. Wow, that's really harsh. Yeah. I don't know. That's just mean. But, unfortunately, it's true. Ivy. First I'll go with, Ash liked this, I didn't. I'll give it the originality and the distinct dialect, but it just didn't do shit to me. It didn't invoke an image, it just left me saying, why? I think your last two stanzas had the most impact, but aside from that, it just wasn't giving me anything. Once again, parentheses are not stylistically flattering, and, you know, the whole grammar issue of there is still an open question for people who are judging based on grammar and style. Ash, on the other hand, really enjoyed this poem. And she wrote, I like the way you use dialect because it gives the poem a different sort of feel. I also enjoyed the simple ways you use words and form stanzas, while still creating a strong, meaningful piece. One thing I noticed was your use of theirs as opposed to there in your first two lines, perhaps purposely incorrect grammar-wise. Other than that, the poem is strong. I especially enjoyed the last two lines, which struck a personal note. Shit. Which struck a personal note, which is sort of funny. Good job. Note to Wing. Don't say note and sort at the same time, or else you get nort. You know, I almost feel more compelled to go back to K-Sarah and just... I gotta give something. Because Ash was just so, you know, fucking brutally honest with her. Or him. Her? I don't even know anymore. Fuck it. I never know. So I'm gonna go to the famous, absolutely miraculous Gmail inbox. Where all your mystical dreams come true. Let's open and see what happens. You know, despite the fact that we thought this piece was horrible, it doesn't rule out the chance of a comeback. And therefore, I find it to be fitting to give something back, right? If this Word file opens. So in the meantime, I'll just rant about my day. Fermilab is incapable of getting my account set up. I sat all day in the office waiting for shit to finish. And quite honestly, I'd much rather be writing. But here I am, sitting here, waiting for this file to open. And then it did. You know what? I'll tell you what it is. Not only was it unedited, per se, come on, you also have this ellipsis problem. On top of that, you write with two short sentences. It just comes off as feeling like a little kid shit. You have to put description in there if you want people to give a damn. Also, you gotta give time to introduce people to your characters. If you jump the gun and the dude is just dying, no one cares. My recommendation, because I'm kind of feeling it just from the short sentence thing, try to burst strike. And this is what I do, because I can't stay in a scene for too long. I'm going to take a guess and say that might be your problem if you're trying to, like, uber condense what's happening here. What I like to do is I like to take a scene. And I like to write shit out. And I can have as much description as I want, but the scene is never complete. I don't describe anything. Or, I don't describe everything. There we go. That's what I want to say. I don't describe everything. And then I jump to somewhere else. So when the reader makes that jump, there's that split second in his or her imagination where that person fills in the rest of the piece. You know, they take the rest of the pieces, they fill it in, and they do it themselves. When I look at the people who like my work, they're always people that have vivid imaginations themselves. And I prey upon them like a vicious predator wanting to stalk their inner essence. And that's what I do. So within a paragraph, I have something that's well constructed, that's edited well, but doesn't capture everything. So it forces the reader to fill in the blanks. And by forcing the reader to fill in the blanks, especially when it has to do with the characters, it builds a connection. I mean, you can't leave the reader having to do everything. Like, you have to give them enough facts to at least care. But once you get there, you can let them do the rest of the work. And I think just by reading these, you know, kind of short sentences that rapidly progress through the story, that you might be well off trying that approach. I might be completely wrong, but I know Ash is going to listen to this and be like, Wing, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you know what? I kind of felt guilty because we just completely, you know, pwned this person. Trying to be a little bit more helpful, right? So there's my advice. For the rest of the people, forgive my frantic, shitty-ass inability to speak and, you know, make up words as I go, because I'm sure I do. Keep competing. That's all there is to it. If you do poorly, don't give up just because we burned you one round. I mean, I've given a zero before, and the person stuck around and ended up doing quite well. I've seen people suck when they came in and then end up becoming great writers. I've seen people come in with mediocre writing skills and go on to publish. This contest has been around a long time, and we pride ourselves on not giving sugar-coated shit. Unfortunately, to most people, that's too harsh, and they end up pulling out, or whatever, they go cry to their parents about it. I don't know, I don't really give a shit. Because the truth of the matter is that while we don't sugarcoat shit, we actually care. And if you ask people questions in this contest, you're gonna get answers. If you come to the judges and you say, will you proofread this piece, they'll say no. I don't proofread pieces because it's unfair to everyone else, and then I have to do it for everyone else. That was a horrible sentence, but you get the point. However, use each other. Bounce ideas off the friends you make in this thread, because those people will stick with you and can help you out. And that's really what a contest should be about. Forging friendships. Maybe you'll even end up a friend with us. It's possible. But we'll be mean as shit to you while you're in the contest. Whatever. I've rambled enough now. Get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!